We are learning Maseches Bo Matzia, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the top of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Dorash Rav Zeira. We are starting now a few blot of Agadata, which is from the most Geshmaka Agadata in the whole Shas. This is Agadata Maseches HaPoelim. So the Gemara before, Darshan from a Pasuk, that Poelim should go to work until the night. And those Pesukim started a little earlier, Pasuk Ches, in Kapitel Kuf Dal and Tehillim, and the Pasuk says there, Toshes Choshech V'hi Laila, Boi Tirmes Kochai Siyar, which means that when it's dark, it gets very dark, and that's when the Chayas start moving around in the forest. So we darshan, so Rav Zeira darshan like this, Darash Rav Zeira, Rav Mila, Tani Rav Yeh, Samay Dechsev, Toshes Choshech V'hi Laila, Boi Tirmes Kochai Siyar, Toshes Choshech V'hi Laila, that when the darkness comes, and it turns to Laila, Zeh Olam Hazeh, Shedoyim Laila. Olam Hazeh is doing it to the night. We don't really know what we're doing. We don't really see with clarity what our purpose is, and therefore it's doing it to Laila. Boy, Tirmas Kol Chayis Yar El Rishoim Shaboy Shadoim in Lechayis Shviyar. These are the Rishoim Shaboy that the Rishoim in this world Olam Hazeh are doing it to Chayis Shviyar, and they roam around freely. And therefore, this pasuk is referring to those Rishoim who roam freely in Olam Hazeh. Tizrach, the pasuk goes further and says, Tizrach Hashemesh Yeosefun Velam Onisam Yerbatsun. That's referring to Tzadikim and the Rishom. Tizrach Hashemesh Tzadikim. The sun will shine for the Tzadikim. Yeosefun Rishom Legehenim. Rishom go to Gehenim. Velam Onisam Yerbatsun. That's going on Tzadikim. Ein Lichol called Tzadik Ve Tzadik Shein Loi Modor Levichvardai. Every Tzadik will get a special place in Gan Eden Lefi Chvardai. Yotza Odom lepoyaloi, which is referring to Yotza Tzadikim lekavas charam. The steam go out lekavas charam lavaydosa adi arev. Who gets the schar? Those who kept up their avoda adi arev. V'misha hishlam avaydosa adi arev. They kept up the avoda. Like Rashi says, ad yoy moisoi. They kept up the avoda. See from here that a tzaddik who at the end of his life does not keep the mitzvahs, he'll lose all his schar. Ki yedua from all the gemaras that you have to keep it up till ad yoy moisoi. Avoda say adi arev. V'misha hishlam avoda adi arev. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Shimon. This Rabbi Loza is the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Mamash are coming to like Boimer soon, so it's Mamash Yonah Diyema. There's a story here, the Gemara to say a story here with Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Shimon, so continue on the Pedal and Vez as well. Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Shimon, Ashrach Lahu Parguna the Kotavas Gambi. He found a certain, policeman who was grabbing the Ganavim. Omalei, Hechi Chalus Lahu. How do you know which person is the Ganav? There's a big problem with Ganavim, and actually there were Jewish Ganavim, a lot of them, and the Melech appointed a certain person to capture the Ganavim. But Rabbi Loza asked him, how do you know when you grab a guy, how do you know he's a Ganav? Lav kichiyusa vasili, aren't they compared to Chayis? The Chsiv, boy tirmes kol Chayis yar. It says about the Chayis that they go around at night, and therefore you can't really know exactly what they're doing. Ikidamri, a different pasuk he used to compare them to Mahaikra, Kamala, Yarb, Mr. Kari Basukai. They hide just like a lion hides in his cave. So these Ganovim hide. So Dilma Shaka Sadiq of Shafas Kashim. Maybe when you're grabbing one of these people, you're claiming he's a Ganav, and you bring him to the Melech, and the Melech is executing them. Maybe really the person you're grabbing is a Tzaddik. How do you know he's a Rasha? Amalei, so this policeman answered, my Ahavid. What should I do? I'm one of the Malku. This is my job. The Melech appointed me to do this. I have no other choice. Omar, so Rabbi Loza said, Ta'ag mercha hechi savid. I'll teach you how to tell which person is a ganav. What you do is like this. O ba'arba shor lechanusa. Go in the fourth hour into the chanusa where the people ate breakfast. That was a normal hour when people ate breakfast in the restaurant. And go there and look how people are sitting and eating. Ki chazes inish to koshosi chamra, the kanok kos biyad v'kam namnim. If you see there's a person who's drinking wine and he's holding the kais and he's falling asleep, shol alayu itzurvim rabbanhu. First ask, is he a talmud chacham? So then we understand why he's falling asleep. Akadum ekadum agersa. He probably woke up early to learn and he's tired already by now. And or ipoilu, maybe he's a poil. Kadum kavadavita. He went out to work early. Viavita v'layla. And if you find out that he's someone who works at night. You didn't hear him working at night, so must be he's not really working at night, so why is he up at night? No, maybe we do the rodit. Maybe he's someone who makes needles, and it's a job that can be done at night because it does not make much noise. Like Rashi speaks out, that they put it through these tight things to make it into a needle, and therefore it could be done at night. So it's possible either he's falling asleep, maybe he's, first check it out, maybe it's a Torah Rabbanon, then because he woke up early to learn. Maybe he's a pilot who woke up early to work. Maybe he's a pilot who works at night, so that's why he's tired. But if none of these match up, then we know what he does. Viloi gambehu. He's a ganev v'tafse, and grab him. So the Melech heard that Rabbi Loza has a good idea how to capture Ganovim. Omru, they said, Karaina de Ergesar, the one who reads the Igeres, the one who reads the letter, he should be the Shliach. Basically, it's your idea. You go do take the job. I sue the Rabbi Loza of Shimon. So Rabbi Loza of Shimon, they brought him into this job, and he was a Katovas Ganva. He was grabbing Ganovim Vazel. That became his job. Rabbi Loza used to get the Ganovim and report them to the king. Shalakle Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, one of the Choshva Tanoim of that time, sent a message to Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, Chaimitz ben Yain, you're vinegar, the son of Yain. Your father is Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, and look at you. You're a Meiser, a Pashta Meiser. You Meiser these Ganovim to the king. Until when are you going to be Meisa, give over the Klal Yisrael, the Hashem's nation, Klal Yisrael, to Lahariga to be killed? Shalach Lei, so he answered, I'm taking out the thorns from the vineyards. What do you want from me? Shalach Lei, so he sent back to him, Yovai Balai Karim v'chal as Kreitzim. Let the Balai Karim himself come and take care of his Kreitzim. It's not your problem. And Betzem, it's really a kasha. What was Taka the Heta of Shimon, Rav Elazar of Rav Shimon, to do this? The Meiser, we know a Meiser is a terrible thing. So the Tshuvas Rashba says, from here's a raya, that if the dar is parux, if the dar has a certain avera, that they're out of control with this avera, so it's mutter for the gedolim of the dar to take matters to their own hand and even be Meiser. And here, the dar was parux b'geneva, and therefore it was Arah Shah, in order to get rid of the Ganav. But Akapanim, Rav Shuvan Karkh didn't hold that, and he held it was a Taina. Lamaisa, one day, Yom Echad, Pogabei, Ahu Kaivis. A Kaivis met a little laundromat guy, a washman, someone does laundry, a laundryman. He met Rav Elazar. Of course, he was not on the same level as Rav Shuvan Karkh. He had no right to say anything to the Tzadik Hadar, Rav Elazar. And he went over to him and said, that you're a Chaimetz Ben Yayin, carry your Chaimetz Ben Yayin. Omar, so Rav Elazar said, "Mechutzif kuli hai." If he's such a big mechutzif to talk to a Talmud Chacham like that, Shema mino Rishia hu. It must be he's a Rasha. Omar lehu, he told the Melech Tafsu, grab him. Tafsu, they grabbed him and they slated him for execution. The boss of Nach Daite, the Maaseh, after Rav Elazar calmed down from this insult, he figured, let me go get the Kaivis back. Also, Basrei Lepruki, he wanted to go be Paidim, go redeem him. Lemotzi, and he could not. It was too late. Already, it was Gepaska Misa. Kari Aleha, Rav Elazar said on this Kaivis, Shemir Piv, Vilashayna Shemir Tsaras Nafshe. Someone who watches his mouth will be Shemir from his own Tsaras. This person did not watch his mouth. Look, he went slated for execution. So Akfu, they hung up on the gallows. Come to say, Skifa. So Rav Elazar was sitting under the gallows with Kabach, and he was crying. Omrulei, they told Rav Elazar, or some say it was the Kaivis himself told Rav Elazar, Rebbe, Al Yei Rebbe Necha, Shehu Benoi, Balu Naira Merasa of Yemek Purim. Don't worry about it. Don't cry too much. This Kaivis was no tzaddik. You were right. He was no tzaddik. He was a boil. Him and his son would boil a Naira Merasa on Yom Kippurim. Not only were the Oiver Issa Skila of Aishas Ish, because Naira Rasa means a Naira who has already had Kedushin from someone. Number two is also Yom Kippur also. It's also Tasha Mita. They did, and the holiest day of the year, when there's no Yetzihar even, and they were Balu Naira Rasa Yom Kippurim, of course, they deserve Misa, and they deserve Skila, and someone who gets Skila is hung. So even though today there is no Dald Mises Bezdin, but Hashem always orchestrates that you will get it. And here, Hashem orchestrated that they'll get hung in order for this Avera. And what about the Benoi Ayin, the Mashah, what does the song got to do with anything over here? Back upon him. So it turned out that Rabbi Elazar was right. So Rabbi Elazar put his hand on his stomach. Omar, Sisu B'nei Me'ayin. The stomach, you should be happy. Sisu. You were in the Chumash and sure about this Krevis, and you got it right. The Vadoyis, which you have Tamadava, like Rashi says, the ones who sleep in the Chanusa, for sure you're right on those. You're for sure right, and those people attack Rosh Hashanah. He said about his stomach, I am very sure that no worms will be shleitz b'chem. You're kuloi tzaddik. And still, he wasn't sure. He wanted to make sure that he was a big tzaddik. He was not sure. He wanted to test his fat to see if it will spoil in the sun. So they gave him some medicine to put him to sleep, like anesthesia. They brought him into a house of marble where there's no wind. The coral looked crazy. They opened up his stomach. They took out pails and pails of fat. Like, he was a very big person. We'll see in the Gemara later on. Rabbi Elazar was a very big Adam Gadol. He was very, very big. And they took out all the fat from his stomach. And Moshe assumes they put it into the sun, but Tamas Vav, in the months of Tamas Vav when it's very hot. Well, Mitzchri, it did not spoil. Called, for tomorrow, that's not a chiddush. Called Tarbanam Esriach. Fat never gets spoiled. Only meat gets spoiled. So tomorrow, but it's not true. Called Tarbanam Esriach. You're right, no fat gets spoiled. But Sharik is Sumkim Esriach. There's always these red streaks of basar in the fat that get spoiled. And here, Hocha Apagav Deika Sharik is Sumki, even though it had these red streaks, Loim Esriach, it did not get spoiled. Kari Anaf Shei, so Rabbi Elazar called on himself, Af Besari Yishkon Levetach. Even my basar will rest with betochen forever, there won't be a problem of any rima v'saleya in me. But af Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi had a similar ma'isa. Mata ki hay ma'isa liyode. He also had a story where the melech appointed him to be toifis ganovim, to grab ganovim. Pogabel yo, well yo, no, you met him. Amalei ad moshet amoy samishol yol kein lariga. Why are you giving over Klai Yisrael to the Klaus or the nation of Hashem, Tariga? Omalei, my heaven, what should I do? Aramon de Malku. This is what the Melech told me to do. I have no choice. Omalei, Avucha, Arak Lasu. Your father ran into Asya, Arak Lutzika. It's not an excuse. Run away to Lutzika. You're right, it's a Xera. Run away. And the Mashal speaks out that Rabbi Loza couldn't have that taina that Harmona de Malka. He never told that when they asked him why he was doing it. He said, the reason is because I want to get rid of the Kaitzim. Why didn't he answer? Because it's my job. Teretz says, because there, he caused it to himself. It was his idea that caused him to get a job. But this, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, his job was forced on him. And therefore he said, what should I do? It's my forced job. So he always said, no. So go move out. Move to a different place. Just like your father did, you should move out. And Beit Hashem, we'll continue from here. Right on tomorrow's shir on that pedal, we'll continue from here about Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon and so on and so forth.